Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is fantastic. A great menu, great food, and just a great atmosphere in the Oasis Bar and Grill. Bar staff are great, the drinks are great, it's just well worth popping into. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, may we recommend the White Sands Hotel. And we, as always, want to say a sincere thank you to all the management and staff here at the White Sands Hotel for everything they do for us in with the Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? We were contacted through our Instagram by one of our listeners. And by the way, our Instagram is at Opinions Matter Podcast, if you want to follow us on Instagram, at Opinions Matter Podcast. Anyway, hi, my name is blank. Now, he actually gave us his name, and it's a bloke, and his name begins with the letter D, but that's all I'd say. And he says, I got married just over a year ago, and since getting married, my wife has changed completely. Before we got married, she used to really look after herself, and she was always at the gym and always made a huge effort with her looks. Since we got married, it's like she has stopped trying and stopped caring. I don't expect her to go around looking perfect all the time, and believe me, I'm not an asshole, but every night she's milling takeaways like an animal and barely even dresses nicely anymore or put any makeup on. She goes around constantly in manky-looking tracksuits, looking slobby, and it's not the woman I married. I am starting to find it so unattractive. She's gained a massive amount of weight since we got married, and obviously I still love her to bits, but I make an effort for her, and I would like the same back. I tried to say it to her, and a huge row broke out. I feel like a shallow prick now for even feeling this way, but I think married people should still make an effort. It is genuinely turning me off her at this stage. Am I being shallow, and should I just accept it and say nothing? I really miss the way she used to be. I miss the way she used to be, he said.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
So we're only calling him D.
Yeah.
His name starts with D. He's got four letters in it. But
oh, yeah,
I'm not going
to try not to say it.
Yeah.
Okay. But giving away more there. It's a tough one because, you know, people are saying on Facebook, oh, if she's mental health issues, obviously that doesn't, we're not talking about, if someone has mental health issues, obviously, you know, their outlook on life and their motivation and their enthusiasm is going to be, you know, low. So we're not, for the purpose of this conversation, I think we'd assume she doesn't have mental health issues.
Why else would this be happening? I mean, the first reaction from a lot of people, oh, that poor woman is suffering with depression.
Okay, I understand that a lot of people do suffer with depression, and that is one of the signs of depression, but there also is a thing called, you know, laziness. And what if the case is that she got married and she just feels that she doesn't need to try anymore? What if it is that just that simple?
Okay, he's basically arguing that up to the wedding, she made great efforts to look well. She ate well. She wore makeup. She really made an effort. But he's more or less implying that ever since the wedding, she's just let herself go.
Look, the thing is, you have to be attracted to somebody in a relationship, okay? And the way he's approaching it, he doesn't sound very nice.
No, but he says he's tried to say it to her. She's gained a massive amount of weight since we got married.
Okay, well then I would say the first thing he needs to do is see if she's okay. Obviously, see if she's okay. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if she is okay and it is the case that she's just, you know, lying around like a slob and she's not making an effort at all, she's sitting there in, let's say, dirty clothes, hair unwashed, I could understand the issue, to be honest. I could understand.
Now, you can understand his issue.
Yes, let's take mental health issues out of it for a second because that's different. That's you know, that's a serious thing for somebody to be going through, and I can understand. But if the case is, you know,
that she's married now, she doesn't have to make the effort anymore.
Yeah, like Sarah Jane says, well, Katie, could also be the come down from the hype of the wet. Yeah, absolutely, it could be. But then that would come down to her being down. That would be a mood thing, which isn't... isn't the same. That would fall under to me a bit of depression and being down in the dumps. I'm saying without take away a mental health issue here. And
like somebody commented on our Facebook there a moment ago, she got the ring. That's most women's end game. What do you say to that? In other words, all the effort is made in the lead up to the wedding. She looked fantastic on the wedding day. And then, bang, have the ring. Grand, I'm off.
Okay, well, look, let's be honest here. Let's stop with the woke bullshit of, you know, oh, she can do what she wants, blah, 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 blah. Let's be honest. For ladies and men who are listening now, if your partner, like, stopped making... Now, as I said... This I'm not talking about people with mental health issues. That is different. They are people who are ill. They are people who are going through something and suffering. What I'm talking about is somebody who's just given up. If Linda stopped putting makeup on and started wearing dirty tracksuits and, you know, she was sitting there eating junk food the whole time, would you not be concerned? Not only concerned, but would you not find it a turn off? Would you not be a bit like, come on? If you're making an effort, you're wearing nice clothes. Like,
no, but it just even the way he describes her, he says, I don't expect her to go around looking perfect all the time. But believe me, every night she's milling takeaways like an animal and barely even dresses nicely anymore or put any makeup on. She goes around in manky looking tracksuits looking slobby. It's not the woman I married.
Yeah.
So is he a shallow prick for even saying any of this? So he did say it to her and it led to a huge row.
In a relationship, you need to be attracted to... Look, we all, you know, I can understand if she has her lazy days. We all like a lazy day. But if it's every night she's just laying there... Again, take away the mental health issue because I know people are going to go, well, it could be mental health issues. We're not talking about people with mental health issues. I'm going to say it again. This is just... taken on maybe that she could just have given up because she got married. You would want to look at the person you're with and find them attractive.
Our number is 085 825 2626. 085 825 2626. Let's kick off with this WhatsApp voice note that came in just before we started recording from Tommy.
My opinion on this is, look, I can't really comment on that girl's situation. Sounds like she's a bit depressed or something, but I don't know. But my point of view is that Irish women in general they could be better wives and girlfriends. They are not as traditional as Eastern European girls, which I've dated, or French girls, or even a lot of English girls. They do not allow the man to lead, and the consequences of that is that they focus a lot on career and what they can get from marriages and less on what they can bring to the marriages. And most of that stems from their own mothers or feminism in general. But, I'd like to see a more traditional values brought back into marriage. I think it would be more successful for the marriages. Anyway, have a good day, and I'm looking forward to the show.
Sean, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
Not too bad. First of all, what was he going on about?
That message that we played a moment ago from Tommy. He's basically saying that women are in marriages now for what they can get out of it.
I don't know. It seems like this guy that's after messaging is... there's a consequence of maybe a rushed marriage. Seems like he maybe didn't know his partner. Maybe they didn't talk about the things that matter to them after marriage. It seems like...
Well, okay,
he says there's no context.
Well, he must have known her because before we got married, she used to really look after herself and she was always at the gym and always made a huge effort with her looks. Since we got married, it's like she's completely stopped trying and caring.
But that could be 6 months.
No, it's over a year.
There's not enough context. We don't know. It could be a year.
They got married over a year ago. I don't know how long they were together before they got married.
Well, this is the thing, is it seems like there wasn't hard conversations had between partners. And then they got married. And once things started to slip, he didn't have hard, small conversations. Because you need to have hard conversations where there will be arguments and you do cry. And you come together and you get angry at each other. These things have to happen at small intervals. You can't have it go a year later and now you have a conversation with her because it's festered. That message how much it had festered.
What he said was, I tried to say it to her and a huge row broke out. So he's obviously keeping it to himself, basically.
Again, why is he keeping... What did that argument turn into? Like, very, very easily with him saying what she threw back at him, we could all discern what's really going on here. But he's kept it vague. So really, the context isn't given to really...
Okay, well, one of the things that Katie said a while ago is you need to find your partner attractive always, basically. And if that's gone, then that's a bit of a problem. That's really your argument.
I think attraction is very important in a relationship. Yeah, I do. I think 100%. It is. 100% is.
100%.
And anyone who says, oh, it's not about their looks, it's about their soul and, you know, the kind of person they are. Obviously, yes. Obviously, that comes into it.
Well, but I speak as a man, you need to see looks before the soul.
Yeah, but...
Okay, so this guy... So hang on, this guy D isn't seeing the looks anymore. All he's seeing is a slob. Try to say it to her. I'm just using the words that he used. She's in manky-looking tracksuits looking slobby. That's exactly the words he used.
That would be a turn-off. That would be a turn-off.
It would be, but it seems like they should be having hard conversations, and maybe he's afraid to because of fights. But that's completely normal.
So how do you tell your partner, darling, I love you to bits, but you become a fat slob, and I don't find you attractive anymore. I mean, how do you actually say that?
I don't think you say it like that. I think you talk.
So how? How do you say it? Because that's what he's saying.
How you feel? I think you say how you feel, and instead of pointing towards her, maybe action yourself. Maybe instead of getting angry at her, when you come home from work, go for a jog. Talk about how you feel. Talk about what it is that you need and what it is that.
No, but what he needs is a wife who he finds attractive and not looking like a slob in tracksuits. That's how he feels. And I don't know how he actually approached her and said it to her, but that is ultimately how he feels.
Well, then he needs to keep bringing this up. And if it's not addressed by her, and there will be a lot of fights and there'll be a lot of anger, but if it's not addressed, then, well, that's that, isn't
okay,
it?
Okay, you don't think he's a shallow prick, do you?
I think there's elements of shallowness. Again, I can't really talk about it because if they were only together 6 months, then I'd understand why he's shallow, because he never actually did the work to get past the shallow. It's like everything. You got to wade into the water to get into deep water. But if he was only there for 9 months, we can't really... Did they go through problems together? Did they go through depressions together? Did they... You know, these things take time, and there's not enough context to when they were together before the marriage. To really...
Well, before we got married, she really looked after herself, and she was always at the gym and always made a huge effort with her looks. That's enough.
There could be an element that she feels like a winner as well. That could be a possibility.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Sorry, Katie.
Let's be honest here and cut the PC crap of, you know, oh, it could be this, it could be that, it could be the other. We all have a need in a relationship to feel wanted, I think. Mm-hmm. And I think the physical side of things is extremely important and important, and finding your partner attractive. Like, I mean, does that not go without saying? Does that make me sound shallow for thinking? I don't think it's the physical connection and that chemistry that separates you from, because you can love your friend's personality. You can love this person's personality, but I think you need to be attracted to someone. I do.
So is it okay then to tell your partner, listen, love you to bits, but your milling takeaways, you're slobby in your tracksuits, and I don't find you attractive anymore? Is that what he says?
I think there's a way of approaching it. First,
but what is the way? Okay. You tried something and it backfired.
I would try and make sure she's okay, because, you know, mental health and all that, as we said. Taking into account that we will assume that that's not the case here, that there's no mental health issues, and she's just... He needs to find out why she's doing it. But I can understand his point, because you imagine, right? For women listening in particular, because women seem to be the one who are getting triggered here. Imagine going home to your partner and he's sitting there in a wife beater and a pair of dirty tracksuit bottoms on the couch, scratching his balls, unwashed. No, but let's be honest here, unwashed and no mental health issues, just pure laziness. Would you find that attractive? Is that attractive?
Probably not.
I know, I'd be fucked out that morning.
So, you know, why are we all being so feckin' PC here? That, oh, she needs... He's right to be concerned about how attracted he is to his partner. He's right to be concerned about it.
I'd love to find out if anybody has experienced the opposite. A woman who no longer finds her partner attractive. And in fact, in a couple of minutes, I'm going to be talking to one such woman. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Samantha, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Samantha.
Hi, guys.
Well, Samantha, how do you broach a subject like this? I don't find you attractive anymore. You've become a slob, and I find it so unattractive.
I think, first of all, he needs to speak to his wife.
He tried,
it ended up in a row. He said, I tried to say it to her and a huge row broke out.
He needs to try again. There's obviously something not right there. If he's saying his wife is in the gym all the time and glamorous and looking after herself the whole lot and then just got married and stuff, there's something wrong there. There's definitely something not right with that woman. Something's going on in her head if she just stopped completely after getting married. Because no woman I know would do that, you know, is into the gym the whole lot and then give it all up just because you got married. And as for the other gobshite, once they get the ring on their finger, would you get a grip? A ring you can buy yourself. Nothing's about a ring. It's about your life with this partner, with the person that you're with for the rest of your life.
But again, here is a man who finds it wholly unattractive the way his wife has turned in the last year.
See, he has to be attractive to her and she has to be attracted to him too. It goes both ways. So something has to be wrong within this relationship. I feel like we're not getting the full story here, to be honest with you. She didn't just stop looking after herself. So women don't do that. We don't just stop unless there's something else there. We wouldn't just stop going to the gym. Because the gym is like where we meet our mates and we have a class.
Okay, but you heard one of the messages we read out. She got the ring and now she's happy. So she can just let it all hang out.
That doesn't make sense. Don't be silly. She got the ring and now she's happy.
So what does this guy do to tell his wife that you don't dress nice anymore, you don't put on any makeup, you're going around in slobby tracksuits that are manky, and I just find you wholly unattractive now? How do you say that?
Well, why doesn't he suggest that they do something together? Maybe do go dancing together or join a gym together, right? Then maybe he should say to her, why don't we go shopping together? Let me pick out something nice for you. And do it gently and nicely for her instead of all the stay here and stop eating this and stop eating that. Why doesn't he cook her a nice meal? Do things like that for her and see whether that approach works better for him.
Vanessa on Facebook saying, go to couples therapy. What if some people are just... No, but what if some people genuinely... I'm playing devil's advocate here. Are lazy.
Yeah.
What if she has just...
Well, there is that too. There is women out there that are genuinely lazy. But this woman doesn't sound like that way. If he's after saying she was in the gym and then stopped, like, they're only married a year. There's no way she would just stop like that. Do you know, it doesn't make sense to me at all. It doesn't make sense.
Stay there for a second, Samantha. I want to bring in Eddie. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eddie?
Good afternoon, Adrian. You well?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Eddie. Well, you've heard the message from Dee. He no longer finds his wife as attractive as he used to. She's basically let it all go.
And that relationship is now in trouble over that. The number one reason people cheat is because they lose attraction in their partner. And if that relationship is in that situation after a year, that's heading for a fucking breakdown. Same happened with my pal. He was with his girl a couple of years. She wasn't a gym goer, but she looked after her appearance. And within 2 years of getting married, she felt comfortable, settled down. She has the ring on her finger. She has the man now. And she just completely changed. And
changed in what way?
Just stopped putting the effort into her appearance. And she put on a few pounds, and that few pounds became a few more pounds. He didn't find her attractive anymore. And they're not together now.
Did he try to deal with it?
To sit her down. As soon as he opened his mouth, he was the biggest wanker in the world. How do you tell a woman that she put on weight? You know what I mean? And she got stuck in a rut, and he wasn't happy. Didn't find her attractive, and he started looking elsewhere. And I always say to you, when you're in a relationship with somebody, you have a duty of care to look your best for your partner.
Care?
Yeah. If I'm in a relationship with a woman and I don't look after myself and I let myself go and she doesn't find me attractive and she starts looking elsewhere, that's my fault. Well, I didn't hold up my end of the bargain.
Okay, well, Samantha, I'm going to write that down now, that quote. You have a duty of care to look well for your partner.
Already, do us a favour. Put a picture of yourself there because I have to see you.
You have to see me. I'm 5'10".
I have to see you. And I'm going to take out my paints now and paint a picture of you when I do see you.
You have a duty of care to look after yourself. I get the impression that you don't like that because I'm hitting a nerve and you're probably overweight.
Eddie, I'll tell you now, darling.
Am I right? I knew straight away.
Eddie, are you not going to listen to me?
Go on.
I have a little bit of weight on me because I'm 53 years of age and I'm in the menopause, right? I have a few other conditions going on, but that's here or there. I'm in the gym all the time. I dress up all the time. I put my makeup on every day. And I always get attention no matter where I go, whether I'm going to the shop, whether I'm going to the gym, or whether I'm in the talking, right?
The point you're making is you make an effort. And this is exactly what Eddie is arguing.
And Samantha, can I just say, at 53 years of age, you're supposed to have a bit of weight on you. We all are. But these people are just married. So I'm guessing they're probably in their late 20s or early 30s, right? Where they still should be young, fit, and healthy.
Can I just say something to you now? I'm 40 years with my fella, right? And we have gone through ups and downs with illness, with death in our family, with everything, with kids, the whole lot, right? And people do go through stuff. And maybe this girl has gone through something this year that has made her feel the way she's going on, the way she's dressing or not.
And
dressing.
I respect that. You know, and they should talk about that. But if that's not the issue, and you're 100% right, but if that is not the issue, they do need to talk. But if that is not the issue, and she's letting herself go after a year of marriage when they're still in the honeymoon period, probably in her late 20s or early 30s. If it's like that now, well, she's putting on weight in her 40s, what are you going to be like in her 50s?
Eddie, you're basically saying that this guy is going to go offside and you can't blame him.
I know women that have done it. Andrew, I know women that have done it. I know women.
Hang on,
listen. When the spotlight's on me, it's my turn, all right? I know women who have been in this situation with a fella that turned into a slob and they've looked elsewhere. Men and women all have needs. And if your needs aren't being met by your partner because you find them fucking hideous, sooner or later, you're going to look elsewhere. It's a matter of fact.
Is he not right? Is he not right, Eddie, Samantha? Is he not right?
No, I don't agree with that. I think Eddie's just talking.
Listen, what happens in the wild in the rutting season? The stag fights to the death because the female wants the fittest, strongest deer. That's human nature. You're going to, if you're not turned on by your partner, you're going to fucking start looking elsewhere. We all have needs to be met.
Eddie, I think they need to work on their relationship, okay?
But again, sorry, Samantha, he says he tried to talk to her and it turned out into a huge row.
Of course it does, because as soon as you mention a woman about weight, they fucking go mad.
Yeah. It'll be like us saying to you, look at the baldy head on you. I'm not looking at the top of your head anymore.
Yeah, but
I don't want to see
something I can control. That's not something I can control, but I can control my fucking health.
You can go to Torquay and get your head sorted. You can go out to Torquay and do that if you want.
I'm talking naturally without putting fucking thousands into
the weight around the tummy area when you get to a certain age. What about that? Or what about when your sex drive
starts? Hold on. As I just said to you, if you're fucking out when you're bleeding ears, I said to you, we're all expected to put on a bit of weight in our 50s, but these are only married a year. So I'm saying they're probably a good 20 years younger. And there's no reason.
I haven't heard how old they are.
We don't know how old they are, but for some reason, right, that they've just been married, right?
Okay, the bottom line is, Eddie, you believe that if you don't look after your appearance, you have a duty of care, is what you said.
Adrian, are you happily married?
I am.
Do you find your partner attractive?
I do.
Now, imagine one day you wake up.
I can't say the same for her now.
Yeah, now imagine one day you wake up and you don't find her attractive anymore. That relationship's dead.
Okay, do me a favour. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Eddie. Our number is 085-825-2626. Debbie has been in touch.
Here's a point for you, lads. Can maybe girls run up the show and say, I'm sorry we fell unattractive because he's getting a beer belly from all the pants he's buzzing down. And they should be living in his football jersey and shorts all the time. He's not making the effort. I don't think I've ever heard that happen on this show at all. Now, this is a few times this has happened. Fellas been going on about that. Barefoot's putting on, their wife's putting on weight and all this, looking after us. Obviously, there's a reason why she's not looking after herself, or in this way, she's letting herself go. And when you're feeling a bit low on yourself, you'd be on the defensive. So maybe he could have went to maybe a friend of hers or a close family member to try and find out what was going on, or maybe they could have talked to her. You know, that would have been a better idea.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Wait, do you hear this message from Jessica?
He's not shallow. He just cares about her weight, like her health. If she's stuffing takeaways, she's going to gain weight and neglecting her health. And it's important to stay looking nice for your partner. Like, How is that a bad thing to say? How does he look like the villain in all this? I actually cannot believe it. And this comes from someone who's decided to stop neglecting her weight and trying to take back control and get herself nice and healthy. And I tell you what, be telling my partner the same thing. And if she doesn't want to book him and change, I'll cut her like dead weight, pardon the pun, but I'll cut her like a dead leg. Like, I don't care. No one wants to be with a big fat whale.
Okay, thank you. I want to go to our next caller. And for this call, we are using our voice disguise because this lady doesn't want to be identified by her partner, her husband. Her name is not Aoife, but we're calling her Aoife. And Aoife, tell me why you contacted us.
So I saw your post on Facebook and there were a lot of people kind of saying that this guy was being shallow and he was up himself and he should love her regardless of how she looks. And I'm in the same situation as him, and it's not a shallowness at all. It is more about, you know, you meet someone and they are a certain way and then they change. And it's also like, it is a turn-off. I'm in that situation, and I can tell you now, it is absolutely a turn-off.
Now, you say you're in that situation. Explain that to me.
So, I married my husband 2 years ago. When we met, I was a gym, a personal trainer in a gym, and he was a rugby player. He was really fit. He was really, like, proactive with his health, and he'd go to the gym a lot. He'd be training a lot. Then he had an accident, and he hurt his knee. Just over a year ago, and he was out of action obviously while that was healing, and ever since then, like, he's just never kind of tried to get himself back to where he was. And at the start I was obviously understanding, but as time goes on, I just can't find it in me to be as understanding anymore, because I just think there's no excuse for it at the moment, because he's well and he's able.
Now, are you telling me that within a year he has let himself go?
Yeah, like he'd eat, like in that message from your texter, he eats a lot of takeaways. He doesn't kind of watch what he's eating at all. He'd be snacking in the evening on like crisps and biscuits and bars. He drinks a lot of like soft drinks, energy drinks, which are highly fattening. And it's not just about his weight. It's just in general, he just doesn't look after himself. Like, he lies around like a slob the whole time now, sleeping. And he just seems to make no effort whatsoever. And I've tried dropping hints to him. I've tried, you know, kind of making jokes and poking his belly and being like, oh, fatty, and kind of like, oh, Peppa or Daddy Pig, because, you know, my niece would come over and we'd be watching Peppa Pig, and I'd kind of turn around and I would kind of say, oh, look, there you are, fat Daddy Pig, and stuff like that, like as a joke, and I'd be laughing. But he just doesn't seem to get it, or if he does get it, like, he just doesn't care, and that's probably the more frustrating part.
But again, this guy had an injury that basically took him away from his training and his practice, and he just hasn't found the inspiration to get back into it again, yet you're slagging him off.
No, I'm trying to kind of like subtly push him and encourage him. Like, I've tried to tell him before, and he makes excuses, and there's no excuse anymore. Like, his doctor cleared him, he's had physio, he had the work on his knee done, and he's fine. I mean, he can walk to the chipper around the corner if he wants to. Like, that's, you know, and I don't want to turn around and be like, straight out, oh, you disgust me, you know what I mean? Like, you turn my stomach with your slobbiness. But that is what he does, if I'm being honest. And that's why I asked, I suppose, as well, for the voice disguise, because I know it does sound harsh. And I'm, to be honest with you, I'm not even bothered arguing with your listeners, who I know are going to call me shallow, because it's not a shallowness. It's just that it is disgusting to look at.
Could you not find like better ways of inspiring him to get back up on the horse again instead of slagging him?
Oh, like I do. Like, I've stopped buying, like, if I go and do a shop now, I've stopped buying chocolates and stuff like that, because he'll just sit there and mill them like a pig. So I've actually stopped buying stuff like that. So that's kind of, and then I try to do healthy meals. Or, you know, if he'll say to me, like, let's say he'd ring me maybe sometimes if I'm on the way home from work, and he'd be like, oh, you don't want to stop at McDonald's, do you? And I'd tell him, you know, oh, it was closed. Or if he asked me to go to the chipper, I'd like say, oh, you know, I've no money on me, so I'm trying like ways to like not it. So I don't bring the food into the house, and I'll try and find ways to like not let him have it. But yeah, like it is genuinely just, if I'm honest, and I don't like saying this because he's my husband and I do love him, but it is gross. All he does is sleep all the time. Like on a Sunday morning, I go, or a Saturday morning, I go over to, I go into him, because I'd be up early to go to the gym or go walking or walk our dog. And I'd go into him at like 11 o'clock and I'd be like, get out of bed and do something with your life. Stop being such a slob. And then he thinks I'm nagging him, but like, honestly, he's the one with the issue.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. Like, if I'm being honest, and this does sound harsh, I find myself now looking at other men who are looking after themselves, and nearly like a dog with a bone. Like, I'm finding that I have more of a wandering eye. So that's why I can kind of sympathize with this guy who messaged your show, because I understand where he's coming from. Like, my husband went from being really fit, really sexy, really handsome, to a disgusting slob who turns my stomach.
Stay there for one second. I mean, it's awful to hear somebody saying that their husband turns their stomach, I have to say. Eddie, that is really the point that you were trying
to
make.
Exactly what I said, and now she has a wandering eye.
Yeah.
Right? And what gets me, can I ask her a question? Obviously, you find him hideous, so the sex life is gone. What does he take? What's his take on this when you try it on, when he tries it on with you and you say no? Surely he must know.
Are you there, Aoife? No, sorry, Eddie. She's not there.
No.
She's not there.
But she's basically reiterating what I said. Exactly what I said. She doesn't find him attractive.
No. I'm sorry. Eddie, I agree with what you're saying to a point. But I mean, did I hear that right? That she said, I was conscious not to butt in because I didn't want to... I didn't want to butt in when she was obviously being so open. But did she say she pokes his belly and calls him fat?
Yeah, and calls her calls him daddy pig.
That's abuse.
Hold on, Katie.
That's
again,
abuse,
again, it's very hard, male or woman, to have that "I don't find it attractive, you've let yourself go" conversation.
She's trying to compare him openly to daddy pig.
She's trying to say it jokingly because she hasn't got the balls to
call
say
him
it outright.
Fatty,
right?
And that she, he turns
she's trying
his
to
stomach.
Say it. Okay, she's trying to say it jokingly because she hasn't got the heart to turn around and go, "Oh, I don't find you attractive. You've let yourself
I'm
go."
Sorry, I
so
would...
she's trying to say it in a joking
no,
manner.
I think that's a hard conversation
to say to someone.
It'd be kinder for her to turn around and be honest with him than poke him in the stomach and call him fatty.
Well,
she hasn't
got the heart to say that.
That's abuse. That
well,
is
like
actually a sign of
abuse.
It is. That's actually
she's
a sign of abuse.
Hang on, earlier on you were saying
down.
You need to find your partner attractive.
I'm sorry, no, but imagine a man did that to a woman. Let's put the roles in reverse here. Let's imagine a man was poking his missus' belly and he was on the air now saying it. Everybody would be in uproar. It's nasty and it's abusive. It is like one of the biggest signs
that's
of abuse.
A joke.
It's not, you see, that's why I tell you what's a joke. That's abuse.
I tell you what's a joke. His attitude towards his partner. She's a fitness instructor and he's lying there fucking eating curries to beat the band and ringing her to stop off at McDonald's and she stopped buying chocolates
Hang on,
and
she
everything.
She said he's sleeping all day. Didn't she lose
What is he, a fucking walrus?
No, but in this instance, I will go back to mental health. Sleeping all day, not wanting to do anything. I would be more concerned about somebody who just wants to sleep all day.
But I assume he doesn't sleep all day. I assume he works.
She said.
Mental health gets blamed on everything. He's just a lazy
slob. No, Eddie,
slob.
I'm sorry. One of the biggest signs of abuse
slob.
And coercive control is somebody who chips away at you. And I know this because I literally did research recently for my own job.
He's chipping away at her.
Hang on. He's chipping away at her. She's chipping away at him. She's picking out his flaws and joking about them and slowly chipping away. That is abuse. If you have a problem, say it. Don't do it in such a nasty, bullying, snide, cruel way.
He's flushing their relationship
down
the
drain. It's not a joke. It's disgusting.
And he doesn't even realise it.
Well, you know, if that girl is listening, I just say...
If that girl's looking for a fit, handsome fella, give her me number.
If you're still listening, I think what you're doing is disgusting. There's ways of doing it. And she's talking about, she used the word gross.
But, sorry, Katie, you've completely done a 360 here because earlier on, when we read out the message from Dee, you said, "Oh, no, I understand where he's coming from."
I understand that you need to have physical attraction in a relationship. I understand that. But poking someone's belly and making a joke and chipping away at them little by little and putting them down and making shit on them. That is abuse, and that's not okay. That's abuse. And if this guy's listening, happens to recognise, you know, his partner, run for the hills, man.
Sarah Jane, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sarah Jane?
I'm okay in this one. He's run for the hills, and not only that, right? She did turn around and say he had an injury as well. Now, I'm not justifying that's the cause.
No, and he had the injury a year ago.
It doesn't make any odds whether it was a year ago or 2 years ago. You marry the person, you accept them for who they are, okay? If you see them going downhill in the slightest, you'll try and help them for a better well-being, a better quality of life, and a better lifestyle. What I'm getting out of this is that the person that married the lady has a total expectations on her, doesn't like what's happening now. He's still doing whatever he's doing, and now he wants her to change to suit him. It comes across, he's full of ego. And I think he's the one that has a problem, and he shouldn't have got married.
He's the one that has the problem.
You know what I mean?
He's the one that has the problem.
He's married to the person. You know what I mean? What happens? Had you no vows or something like that?
Okay, so what do you do then, Sarah Jane, when the woman or the man that you married has basically let themselves go?
Well, I tell you a thing. Adrian, people are not stupid, right? You're not stupid. I'm not stupid. Our listeners are not stupid. Katie is definitely not stupid, right? When you're in a relationship, you know people's behaviours. You observe them. You're with them all the time, right? So you'll see things happening. And you will say things, not hurtful things.
So how do you...
And you will try and help them.
So going back to Dee, who was talking about his wife, or that lady, Aoife, talking about her husband...
Aoife needs to be struck off the marriage register. I doubt on it who married her. I swear to God, Jesus. That's why they brought the bar for him.
But how do you say to your husband or your wife, look, I just don't find you attractive anymore because you're a slobbery mess?
Well, you don't turn around for the starters and say, I don't find you attractive.
Why?
That's one. Because it's ignorant and it's rude. And the attitude, it's very negative. You wouldn't say that to somebody that you love, Adrian. You tell me you say that to your wife.
No, I don't, no.
Or a friend of yours. No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't say that I don't find you attractive. You might say it in a sort of an intense argument, like you say hurtful words, and then after you wind down, you'll have a little chat about it. And sometimes that can be still too late as well, because, you know, women and men, we soak up all these words in our head emotionally and we hold on to them, and then we'll fire back at them 2 or 3 months down the road. And that's why the continuity of the likes of that person being lying around in night dresses or house gowns or pajamas or slippers or whatever, nothing gets ever solved, because it probably gets popped up, as Katie said it there, being prodded in the belly, something comes on the telly, Peppa Pig, a little sly smack remark, a smirk here, a laugh there. They're all very hurtful things. So what will happen, the guy that emails or texts you in about that lady, she's going to wake up one day and say, I'm getting the hell out of here.
Okay, but again, to go back to this guy who says, I am finding it so unattractive that she makes no effort anymore, doesn't put on makeup.
But you know what? I tell you, Adrian, he needs to look at himself. He needs to change his whole thinking in around what he finds attractive and his morals is about marriage.
Hang on. He should just say, it's okay to be in manky-looking tracksuits looking slobby.
Well, see, there you go. See the tone you even saying that. Manky-looking tracksuit.
I'm only quoting what
Don't
he said.
Don't be saying it like that.
But that's what he said.
He could be from Fox Rock, or he could have, like, a tomato shoved up his arse, and he could be squeaking, like, from a manky-boxing tracksuit. You know what I mean? You don't know where it's coming from. So what I'm trying to say to you is, he should be thinking positive. He should change his language in around
okay,
it.
Okay, his language, and this is exactly what he said.
Like, hang on for a minute, right? All he has to do is come down, I'm putting on a wash on, love. Would you like me to wash out for you today? Or, you know, whatever the case may be. In, there you go. Help, little things, little by little.
How is that going to get
them? If you're a bit under the weather, you've been a little bit under the weather today. Yeah, is there nothing I can do to help you, right? And when a person speaks like that in a nice, calm, positive manner, the energy and the lamal, I can't pronounce that word right because my nose is full of sinus, whatever. out there, right? And then you can get a civil conversation and build up on that relationship rather than directing the anger.
What you're saying is try be nice to her and she'll suddenly start not wearing the tracksuits and putting on a bit of makeup. Is that what you're saying?
No, I think if you lower the tone and be nice and be more constructive and be more positive, because after all, they love each other. He said he loves her. And if he really did love her, he wouldn't be speaking like that, though, or he wouldn't be using that type of language.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Let me bring in this WhatsApp voice note from Helen.
There's a constant argument in our house over my husband and his clothes. We're married 7 years, especially runners. And as for weight, crisp sandwiches at midnight, I lose the plot. So maybe he's just caring about his wife and what other people would think about her, because that's the way I would feel, my husband, when he walks out the door with other people looking at him when he's like nothing on earth. If I didn't correct him, he'd be like a hobo. So maybe he's just thinking of her and other people looking and having comments made behind her back or something like that. He's right to care and be concerned about his wife.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
I could swear that that was my missus on the phone there before the break, because I do like a crisp sandwich at midnight. There's nothing nicer.
There is nothing nicer than a crisp sambo.
I love an old crisp sandwich at midnight.
No.
I have to find out if that was her. Anyway, Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
Good afternoon, Adrian. How are you?
Jason, how do you tell your partner that you no longer find them attractive because they've become a messy slob, basically?
You start turning up at younger, fitter-looking women, don't you?
Ooh.
She'll soon get the second message then, won't she?
I'm sure she would.
No, come here. I don't know what your woman did just before me was talking about. She sounds like she's up in the fairies, more positive energy. Yeah, again, he has to change. So the person who's doing nothing wrong has to change to accommodate the person who just wants to sit there and do nothing with their lives. You know, and as for this mental health, that's thrown around like confetti now. You know, everybody has mental health issues over fucking something. For Jesus' sake. Adrian, if you cannot stand the person you're looking at, are you going to sit in a room all day and all night and sleep beside them if you literally cannot stand the look at them anymore? No, you're not.
No, I do get that, but the question is, how do you say that? How do you put that into
words? You tell her out straight, I'm sorry, love. Things ain't going great. I'm sure you've noticed we're not being intimate with each other anymore. And do you want to, you know, interject here? Why do you think that is? And if she says, well, I don't know, I've done nothing wrong, blah, you just tell her out straight, well, I'm sorry you've let yourself go and I don't find you attractive anymore. If you want to lie beside somebody all night and spend weeks and weeks on holidays with them, if you can't look at them, how can you be in a relationship with them? How can you be intimate with somebody that you can't, you don't like the look of? If somebody's body repulses you when they get undressed, how are you going to, how are you going to perform with them? How are you going to have intimacy with them if you really find them that repulsive? I mean, you know, me and Lorraine's age difference. I do a hell of a lot to keep myself right. You know the job I have, Adrian. I don't get much time, but I make sure I don't get overweight. I mean,
okay, so the point you're making is that you're conscious that you suffered as well.
Yeah. I mean, if Lorraine all of a sudden then didn't like to look at me and, you know, I caught her down when we're out walking and her eye is wandering a bit to the left and a bit to the right. I mean, I'd say, Lorraine, where are you looking? And I mean, I'm hoping she'd say, but listen, Jay, when I got with you, you were this, and Jesus, in the last 12 months, you've done nothing. I mean, approach it in a nice way. Okay, listen, is there something wrong? I've noticed. And I mean, if you really love somebody, Adrian, you will sit them down and say, listen, I have noticed in the last 12 months, you haven't done this. You've dropped out of that. I'm sorry, but this is going to work. You've put weight on. Is there something wrong? Is there something you're not telling me? You know, is there a medical problem? Have you got mental health problems? Do we go and see a doctor? Well, you don't change your whole way because somebody decided to just give up and here, I'm here now, take me as I am.
Okay, but as far as you're concerned, because a lot of people have been on, these are the most shallow callers I've ever heard on your podcast.
I can guarantee you, Adrian, they all look the same that are saying this. These are the ones that have let themselves go. As I said, you don't see big, fat, ugly people on the front of brochures. You don't see them on the front of covers. Well, you do now. You're starting to get to see a lot of obese people now on the covers of the likes of Sports Illustrated. No. They're promoting this. They're really promoting this. Body positivity, be as fat as you want, and everybody else has to accommodate you. If these feckin' gobshites, they like to call themselves, influencers or something, gobshites follow them, and they're demanding now airplanes put in seats for them, two seats. They're demanding hotels extend their lobbies and extend their corridors and extend their doors. No, get yourself healthy. It is not healthy to be that overweight. I'm sorry, Adrian.
Okay, so in answer to the message from Dee, you don't think he's a shallow prick. You think he should try and broach the subject with her again in a slightly more diplomatic way.
Well, if he loves his wife and he's that concerned about her, I mean, we all know which way depression leaves a lot of people. Unfortunately, I mean, I don't want to say it, but it leaves a lot of people dead. If he really loves his wife, and these people that are saying he's shallow, if he was just to sit there, Adrian, I'll let you go on this one, and done nothing, and his wife became obese and died of obesity, what would people be saying? He didn't love her enough to stop her from eating. He tries to stop her from eating. He's a controlling misogynist prick.
All right, good to talk to you as always, Jay. Let me squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note from Vanessa.
Hi, guys. Just on today's show, just about the original commenter. I do think something fundamentally has changed with this woman. I don't think it is, as Katie suggested, just her being lazy, because she was going to the gym, she looked after herself, she had all of these systems in place, all of these routines in place. So the idea that she just simply dropped them because the wedding is over does not make sense for someone who is set in a routine. It just doesn't happen without something fundamentally happening. This is why I'm suggesting couples therapy. Both of these individuals need a mediator, someone neutral who can guide them through the problems that they're having, so they can both be honest, both say what they feel without it turning into an argument, without either one feeling attacked. And to that Aoife one, oh my God, what is wrong with you? Your partner, your husband, had a life-shattering injury that changed his world forever. And instead of supporting him, you insult him, you belittle him, and you abuse him. That is absolutely shocking, and he deserves better than this. And I would recommend that, yeah, you might need couples therapy too, and you need to be honest about what you are saying to your husband, which is adding fuel to a fire that he already has stoked himself by losing his confidence. You're adding to that, and it's absolutely shameful.
Oh, Vanessa's angry. Vanessa, thanks very much indeed for your message. And thank you, all of you, for getting in contact with us on this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify, and you'll get a notification every day we upload a new episode. If you want to contact us about a topic, 085 825 2626.